fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday. It is Monday, the 12th day of September, year of our Lord 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do begin with the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm still proud to say we can still just say that legally. State the Pledge of Allegiance. Here we go. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Preparative tip of the day is to get your winter car kit together, get it ready, make sure that you have what you need, that things haven't gone bad, that everything's in proper order and ready to be used. It's obviously going to be different for my neighbors in South Central Missouri than you folks up in northern Wisconsin or Minnesota, but make sure you've got the appropriate car kit for the areas that you travel in. All right. We have patient Wayne Greenroom, my friend Andrew. Andrew is here to discuss the events today and how incorporating EMP shield devices into your life, your car, your home can give you some peace of mind. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you with us, sir. Well, we're going to talk a bit about what happened 21 years ago yesterday on the 11th day of September 2001, and I'll begin by summarizing what happened to me. It was a Monday, of course. My friend and my mentor, Mr. Charles Shaw, the film The Great Escape was based on his book. Steve McQueen pretended to do what Mr. Shaw did in real life, which was be captured and escape from German POW camps 5 times. His memorial service was scheduled for Monday, the 11th day of September. It's a typical morning in the Moore household. My adult daughter was staying with her 3-year-old son, my grandson, and we're having breakfast and doing the usual things. And very dear friend calls up and says, John, turn on your television. So I hung up the phone, I turned on the TV, and I saw smoke coming out of one of the towers. And of course, as I'm getting ready, the second plane hit, and I'm determined to go to this memorial service. It was really important to me. So I was all dressed with my coat and tie, left the home, was at a gas station about half a block away from my home in Kirkwood, Missouri. And I got the radio going full blast so I can hear while I'm outside the car pumping gas. And I hear the announcer say, "There's smoke coming out of the Pentagon." Well, I filled up the, finished topping off the tank, and my immediate thought was, we're at war. I don't know what's going on, but I know we're at war. So I went home, and I got the women together, and I told them the following. I said, "Ladies, this is our plan. We will gas up all three vehicles, get the money out of the bank, get all three vehicles loaded up, ready to go. And if there's one more incident anywhere in the country, I don't care where it is, we're leaving for our safe haven in Davisville, Missouri, where I currently live." So we got the gas cars gassed up. We got the money out of the bank. We got the cars loaded up. About 5 p.m., I went for a walk around in my neighborhood to inspect the local gas stations and supermarket. The supermarkets had unusual amount of activity, heavier than usual. The gas stations were already had lines 5 and 6 cars deep waiting to get fuel. And I also, during the day, set up a monitoring station to monitor all the emergency frequencies on the dining room table, which we monitored 24 hours a day for the next week. So that's my 9/11 story. How about you, Andrew?
Yeah, well, that's quite a story. Mine's not quite as exciting. I was still in high school when it happened, so we were just watching on TV. But I do remember, after finishing school, going back and going to the gas station to get some fuel. And man, the gas stations where I was at was just, we're talking 10, 15 cars deep in the line. So everybody was panic buying gas. Obviously me as a young student back then, I was just getting gas because I didn't want to run out. But, most people were very concerned. You know, and this was a wake-up call for America. I mean, before then, we kind of just presumed nothing like that could ever happen to us. And it was a horrible, horrible event that really was an eye-opener, you know, for people to understand that these things can happen. And, we hope they never will again, but it certainly is a possibility.
Absolutely. Well, Patriot Act had been drafted several months before this. And in the absence of 9/11/01 happening, I doubt the Patriot Act ever could have been passed Congress. I really sincerely doubt it. The Patriot Act, yeah. we're living the consequences of the Patriot Act now and will be for the indefinite future. A lot of consequences. Now, all air traffic from the smallest Piper Cub to the biggest jets was grounded nationwide, except the planes that were picking up the Saudi royal family and their friends around the country and taking them back, I guess, to Saudi Arabia or wherever they went. Everybody's got a story. Everyone who is old enough to remember has a story about where they were, what they did during that day and the days following. Now, that Saturday, which was 6 days later, I had a high school reunion, so I took my handheld scanner with me and had it in my coat pocket to listen in case something happened while I was at that dinner with my high school buddies. And it changed my life. I'm sure it changed your life, Andrew. Was there a connection between your military service and 9/11/01, sir?
Of course. I mean, I think everybody, that's when I really started thinking about it. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, my entire family is military, so I kind of thought that was going to be my career path at a certain point anyways. But it certainly expedited the process, which, you know, it really made me want to go, you know, serve my country and do what I thought was right. And that's exactly what I did. And I'd say it was one of the biggest motivators of me joining the military, actually.
Right, right. Well, as I've said a lot of times since this Ukraine war began, the first casualty of war is the truth. And allegedly, and we may never know the truth, about 90 to 100 Saudi Arabian nationals were hiding out in the mountains of Afghanistan, allegedly, about 2 school bus loads. Allegedly, Osama bin Laden was responsible. I know Osama bin Laden publicly stated he thought that 9/11/01 was a great idea, then he was glad it happened. I've never heard him take, of course he's dead now, I never heard him take responsibility for it. He may or may not have been responsible. Allegedly, Osama bin Laden was hiding in a bunker built by the CIA back in the 80s when we were helping the Mujahideen. And of course, Osama was our ally back then, fight the Russians.
Right.
Which he may or may not have been one of those, but when he was finally killed by the Navy SEALs, he was in a very nice villa about two football fields away from the main gate of the Pakistani equivalent of West Point, not in a CIA-built concrete bunker. And, of course, Saddam Hussein, who was also our ally, had no connection whatsoever to 9/11/01, but and of course, was not fabricating nuclear weapons. I noticed that General Colin Powell, who unfortunately got the clot shot and died, our government made a fool of him in front of the entire planet when he was displaying the make-believe evidence, of non-existent evidence of Saddam Hussein attempting to get yellow cake uranium. I noticed he quit as Secretary of State not long after that, didn't he?
You know, I don't recall, but I think it was part. Well, I always believed it might have been tied to, you know, what you're discussing now, but I don't really remember 100%.
Well, anyway, if you got your own story, ladies and gentlemen, about the events of the day that you experienced 9/11/01, we'd be glad to hear it. The call number is 512-248-8252. Got a headline here at Steve Quayle regarding what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. And let's scroll down to that. It has to do with Russia began yesterday firing cruise missiles at Ukraine and focusing on infrastructure, in particular power plants. Now, I've wondered for the last 6 months, if Russia really wants to fight Ukraine, why didn't they knock out the infrastructure first, particularly electric generation? If you want to severely cripple any, I mean, if you knock out the power plants in Uganda, who's going to know? But when you go to a country that's as developed as Ukraine and knock out the power plants, you pretty much bring them to their knees pretty quickly, don't you?
You absolutely do. And I asked the same question. And there's a couple things they could have done also that they didn't do, which really made me question it. At first, my first thought was they're trying to preserve infrastructure so that after they take over, obviously,
once
you're building, but
me too.
You know, maybe they've hit the point to where they're like, you know what, let's just do it. So they're taking out the major infrastructure now. I'm not sure.
Well, of course, those decisions are well-guarded secrets that take place within the Russian high command. But that's what began yesterday on the 11th day of September was dozens, possibly hundreds. They're saying we don't have exact. It's called a barrage, being launched from Russian submarines and surface vessels. They're called Caliber, K-A-L-I-B-R, Kilo Alpha Lima India Bravo Romeo cruise missiles. So at the same time, Ukrainian ground forces have been forcing back Russian ground forces, and the Ukrainians have recaptured about 700 kilometers, square kilometers of their own territory, pushing the Russians back to the Russian border. We got our first call here, Andrew. We've got Joe in Oklahoma. Good morning, Joe.
How are you all this morning?
Really good. What's on your mind, Joe?
Well, I have a question for Andrew. It's diverging from the 9/11 deal, but with regard to EMP shield, we have purchased probably 10 of them. But the question I have is regarding a solar inverter, a hardened solar inverter, EMP hardened.
Okay.
If a person, and I'm needing a bigger inverter, but it's not available EMP hardened, even though we went ahead and additionally hardened our EMP hardened inverter with EMP shield, the larger inverter that we're looking at is not available in an EMP hardened configuration. Will the EMP shield do just as much as if it were the inverter were hardened?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what EMP shield is designed to do. It will protect, you know, the inverter and the system. Now, the only time it wouldn't, and there's a few scenarios here, it's a little bit more rare, but are you running microinverters on your panels?
No.
Or are you running just all the panels? Okay, then yes, you're good to go. What you'd probably want to do is maybe around 9 o'clock or whenever you have time today, give us a call and talk to one of my reps. They're very, very well trained, and they do solar every single day with, you know, hundreds of customers. Let them know about the system that you have or that you're purchasing, and they'll get you paired up with the specific EMP shield that would be required for that.
Okay. Well, I already have EMP shields on the batteries and on the inverter mm-hmm. and on the main electrical panels. And if I swap out inverters, I shouldn't need to purchase additional inverters, should I?
Well, every EMP shield is voltage specific, very specific to that inverter. So if you're changing the size of that inverter, there's a chance you might need to get a different EMP shield to match it.
Okay. Okie dokie, very good.
And you can save. Make sure you let them know you heard us on the show today, and you'll be able to save some money that way as well. If you did need to purchase one.
I'm acquainted with your help, and they are very knowledgeable, very helpful. I raised this question for other people is the reason I raised
your
question.
Understand. Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Joe. Thank you very much. We appreciate the call. After the break, which will be in about 2 minutes, Andrew's going to give us the summary he gives every Monday, because we always have new listeners, just what in the world EMP is, how does it work, and how to protect from it. Our next caller is Mike in Kentucky. Good morning, Mike.
Well, it is certainly a better morning than it was on Tuesday, September the 12th. I think you said Monday. It was a Tuesday, 2001, and I was at work, and we were doing our local morning routine, you know, and we don't I was at a local cable TV station, and we didn't have the news on. We'd already had what we were going to do, you know, and we have a live local call-in show. It was kind of interesting that nobody called to tell us what was going on. I had some local yokel came running in the studio and said, you need to flip it on, you know, the news or whatever, so we did. And we didn't realize, you know, we didn't hear about the first tower getting hit, but after the second tower, you know, everybody realized that. So, unfortunately, at the time, I didn't have a good connection to RBN, or back then I think it might have been called Republic Radio, or I'm not sure. But we put on Alex Jones with the slideshow, and then the. After, as I was ready to get bug out and go to get a early paycheck, I called the boss up and I said, okay, can we get our paychecks early? And he was like, sure. So I hopped on a motorcycle and went about 85, 90 miles an hour down the interstate. And some people, I guess, that knew what was happening beeped at me, like, you know, slow down. But they were all driving fast, too.
Uh-huh.
It was interesting. I hear a break.
Okay. You need to hold on it until after the bottom of the hour?
I will if you want. Well, it's not the bottom hour yet.
Okay, Mike, hold on.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian. And my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. to you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, this hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. EMP Shield offers a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment if it's bought through my website at thelibertyman.com. Mike, we can save you waiting until the bottom of the hour if you can wrap up your comments rather quickly, sir.
Just to say, you know, we got interrupted by a local that ran in our TV, local, you know, basically cable access TV station, sometime after the Flight 175 crashed into the South Tower, and then all of our local callers just quit calling at that point, and which was usually a pretty busy morning on a Tuesday, but then everybody saw what happened at 9:37 at the Pentagon. But I made the decision to interrupt, you know, what programming we had, and put on Alex Jones, I think, at the time. He wasn't on yet, but it was a GCN program. And then our network picked up a local affiliate out of Texas and put that on, and so I had the video from whatever, I don't know, remember, ABC or some video from there, but I had the audio of Alex Jones all that day and afternoon. I have it on tape somewhere, but we immediately all ran and got all the paychecks for staff, and you know, we went from there. But we had, of course, covered all the Y2K stuff, and I felt like I had tried to prepare the community for this eventuality. But what I wanted to get at is right now it's campaign season for a lot of people, and that's one thing you could hit the people that are campaigning for sheriff or constable or what we have as county judge executives in this neck of the woods, you know, in Kentucky. But you can kind of hit them with the idea that, you know, when the Rodney King riots happened, the only stores that weren't looted were those that were protected. And that's one thing that I've always thought we needed was like special deputies that could be activated across a county. You know, you can imagine in our counties, like a population of 25,000, there might be, I don't know, 50 locations that you could guard, depending on what part of the county you're in. You know, somebody that's local that has military training and or ex-retired law enforcement or some, you know, some capacity they are trustworthy to guard the front, back, and the roof of whatever, dollar stores and warehouses, things like that, so that, you know, and even have clipboards or something where people could sign out in an orderly way. They could sign for stuff to keep the, instead of having hours worth of stuff getting busted, you know, in a riot, you could have an orderly distribution that might last a couple of weeks. You know, if we were to have something massive like that occurred, I don't know what you'd call it, you know, community security forces or something. But, you know, when I've done this, I've talked to people about this, they're like, well, I don't know if we could, that's legal or not. And I try to get through their head, well, look, if we're talking about this level of chaos, all that goes out the window, you know, if the grid goes down. And I've told them, I said, look, what I know about the infrastructure of just this area, I actually heard G. Gordon Liddy talk about it. And he said just what he knew at the National Security Council. In an afternoon, he could take out the electrical grid across the entire eastern United States. He didn't exactly describe what he was doing, what he would be doing, but you can think, you know, high-powered rifle, shoot out some glass insulators, the oil in the transformers could be drained from quite a distance away at substations. You get a cascading blackout, you know. So there's lots of things that could happen besides an electromagnetic pulse that could take out the grid, and we don't have these transformers like I think you guys have talked about. We also don't have a lot of communities that are prepared for an extended period of chaos, even 3 or 4 weeks. I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, let me help you out here, Mike. Every state has what's called the unorganized militia, which is all men and women 18 to 60 years old. In most states, the county sheriff, during a crisis, would have the legal authority to activate the militia in his county and be in charge of that militia. So that's the historical and legal ways that the county sheriff can quickly gather the men and women he needs to protect infrastructure, protect lives and property.
I think they need to be pre-assigned. They already, I don't think they're doing this. They're keeping it a secret.
Well, it's up to the county sheriff to do what they're going to do, and some do and some don't. We don't know nationwide. There's more than 3,000 counties in the United States.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, Mike. We appreciate it. We don't have time for the bottom of the hour break to give the summary of what EMP does and how it works. So we'll do that after the break here, Andrew. And let's go to Mark in Georgia. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, so my little story, nothing really special about me. I was a sergeant at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. I just came back from like a third Mediterranean deployment and doing some other training, but I was slated to go for recruiting duty. So I was checking out, turning in equipment. So I'm turning in my comm helmet to the communication shop, the radio shop, turning in all my gear. So turning in my comm helmet. And the guy's like listening to the radio or whatever. He's like, hey, a plane hit the building or whatever. And I'm thinking it's a Cessna or something like that. I'm like, all right, whatever. And then so
hold on. Let's finish your story after the break here, Mark. Hold on, please.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Russian sanctions may be backfiring. I'm Peter Serafin, and this is today's Liberty Minute. The U.S. and much of Europe put heavy sanctions on Russian energy over the Ukrainian situation. These sanctions have had an effect, but maybe not the intended one. Much of Europe is warning of serious energy shortages in the coming winter. Some countries are putting caps on use and subsidizing cost. Yesterday, Putin announced he was closing off the tap. No more energy exports until the sanctions are lifted. So who's really being hurt by these sanctions, Russia or European allies? If only there was another large country with vast natural gas and oil resources that could help our allies and prevent them from freezing. If only there was an energy independent nation with free markets which could guarantee the energy security of European families. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow. Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Winter's coming, and we have Liberty Rocket Heaters in stock, ready for immediate shipment to keep your house warm and cozy and save you money at thelibertyman.com. We're visiting with Andrew, representing EMP Shield, and we're going to wrap up Mark's comments. He was where he was the morning of September 11, 2001, about to turn in critical war-fighting equipment, weren't you, Mark?
Yeah, I had orders to go to recruiting duty, and basically I was going to be going on leave within a week after that happened anyway. And so I'm turning in comm equipment or whatever, and then, like, I get on the road, and I got to drive on the other side of base. I got to go turn in, like, maybe a library card and go get a new ID or something like that, because mine was, like, probably whatever. So then it's like a dragon wagon. That's what I call it. It's like a fuel truck. It like pivots in the very front cab or something like that or whatever. And this thing pulls out on the road in front of me on base, and it's the wheels are smoking or whatever, and the brakes are locked up on this thing. And next thing you know, there's a fire underneath his freaking hubs. I'm honking my horn. I get this guy to pull over. I start chewing out this Lance Corporal, but I probably shouldn't have, you know. And he's like, I'm sorry, Sergeant. He's like, they made me freaking take it, blah, blah, blah. I told him there was something wrong with it. I grab a freaking Gatorade bottle and freaking threw it on there to put the flames out. I'm like, man, the freaking towers are on fire and freaking blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I don't need an explosion in front of me freaking when I'm trying to check out. So anyway, the point was, by the end of the day, where we were on the base was pretty much central within the area. However,
they had us wearing flak jackets, Kevlars. They started dropping concrete barriers and making serpentine entrances and exits. The military lost its damn mind that day and has never recovered. It became so paranoid, kind of like the whole Japanese kind of notion of an American with a rifle behind every blade of glass, behind every blade of grass. The military lost its mind, and common sense was not a common virtue, so to speak, after that. And they think that there's a terrorist behind every rock and every nook and cranny. And the bad thing is, I did an extension, but I just had to get out because there may have been good people that joined, like Andrew, for the right reasons. However, the top brass are not going to let decency and common sense prevail. And I took 80 days to go camping across the country or whatever to kind of decompress before I checked in. But basically, that was my story. And for the other guy that called in, Mike, earlier, to get all these people together doing stuff, look, if you can't get the military to think straight, it's going to be like organizing and herding cats. And that's my story.
Okay, Mark, we appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, thanks.
Well, Andrew, that was quite a story, wasn't it, sir?
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
Absolutely. Well, Andrew, let's go ahead and get our summary. What in the world is EMP? How does it hurt equipment? And how can we protect from it?
Absolutely. So for those who are maybe new here, I'll explain this. So EMP stands for electromagnetic pulse. And it's one of those names that you would think would come from a video game or a science fiction book or maybe a movie. But my job here is to explain that EMP is actually an incredibly real weapon. It's a weapon of mass destruction and actually one of the most devastating weapons in our adversaries' arsenals. And it is. It's a true weapon of mass destruction. So what I'll do is I'll kind of explain a little bit about how it works, and then we'll go into what it does. So the way it works is an EMP is actually created by a nuclear weapon, but the bomb's not going off at the ground level of the Earth like we'd normally, you know, see it. There's no mushroom cloud. It's not, you know, destroying buildings and, having radiation. What's actually happening is that bomb is going off very high above the Earth. So at roughly 300 miles altitude above the Earth, about the same height as the International Station, that nuclear weapon is going off. And what's happening is that blast is going out into all directions. So it's pushing outwards into space, and it's also pushing downwards towards the Earth. And the blast is what's causing the EMP, and the way that it occurs is when it's actually in three phases. The first two is created from that blast going downwards towards the Earth. And what happens is when the gamma radiation and also the matter from that nuclear explosion passes through the atmosphere, it's stripping the electrons from the atmosphere, called ionization, and shooting them down towards the Earth. And this initially almost happens at the speed of light or very close to it at an incredibly high rate of speed. And that nuclear weapon's creating the first two phases. The first phase is from the gamma radiation, which is very fast, in nanoseconds. The second phase is created from the matter, which is following behind the gamma radiation. And to give you an idea of the amount of energy, just from a normal-sized nuclear weapon, not super EMP, it's roughly 50,000 volts per square meter, which is a normal, I guess what we'd call, just a normal nuclear weapon. A larger nuclear weapon, which would be considered a super EMP, could be up to 200,000 volts per square meter. And what's happening is all of these free electrons in this high amount of energy is shooting down towards the Earth at this high rate of speed, and it's inducing into everything that's a conductor. So it's inducing directly into the grid, directly into your home, directly into your car, directly into some devices. Anything that's a conductor is inducing a certain amount of this energy. And it's an incredible amount of energy. So basically, anything with microelectronics, or the majority of things with microelectronics, have an incredibly high likelihood of being destroyed from the first few phases of an EMP. Things that have transistors, resistors, diodes, components like or substances like silicon arsenide, and even microprocessors, pretty much anything with that has a high likelihood of being destroyed and not coming back on, so it's going to be down forever. Even in the first E1 and E2, you're losing portions of the grid. Potentially, you're losing pretty much all communications. There's a high likelihood, the power production facilities are going to have damage just from the first two phases. And already, after the E1 and E2, our way of life has changed as we know it. But there is a third phase, and it is the E3 portion of an EMP. And the way that this portion of the weapon works is that blast that we described earlier that pushes outwards into space actually pushes on the magnetosphere, which is that thing around the Earth that's protecting us from space weather and the sun. And, well, the magnetosphere does not like to be disrupted, and so what it's going to do is it's going to fluctuate over time to get itself back into that shape that it prefers around the Earth. And we're talking it'll fluctuate for a long time, so 10-plus hours potentially or even more, it's going to fluctuate. And while it's fluctuating, it's actually creating a low and slow charge at the ground level of the Earth that's also inducing into conductors. But this charge is not, it's not enough to induce into smaller antennas, as an example. So it couldn't induce directly into your home. But what it can induce into is large portions of the grid. So a mile, 10 miles, or 100 miles of grid is a large enough antenna to not only induce this energy, but build this charge over time. And so what's happening in this third phase, the E3, is whatever components or portions of the grid that were not destroyed from the E1 and E2 have a incredibly high likelihood of getting destroyed from the E3, because over hours and hours, this charge is building across the grid and building until eventually portions of substations, transformers, other things that are connected to the grid are taking all of this energy and then starting to burn components. And so if the grid did not go down during the E1 and E2, it most certainly is during the E3. So this is a very, very devastating weapon that will take us back to the early 1800s. It's so devastating that the Department of Homeland Security projects that roughly 90% of the population will die within 1 year after an EMP. And it's primarily due to a lack of clean running water, a lack of sewer. But there's also a myriad of other things. So you're going to have sickness, you're going to have a lack of food, and a whole bunch of other things that our way of life is basically completely going to change. So it's catastrophic. It's going to cause a lot of death, just not initially. And I guess that's my general overview of an EMP, John.
Excellent summary, as always, Andrew, and we do thank you for that. It's an education. I remember talking to my sheriff about EMP about 3 years ago, and he was trying to be polite, and he said, well, I've heard of it. He didn't have a clue, really. I mean, he's a great guy, former Marine, a great sheriff, but he didn't have a clue about the true nature of what EMP is. Looks like we got a caller here. We got Nancy in Missouri. Good morning, Nancy.
Hi, yes, sir. I'm calling to say that 9/11 was a pre-planned, controlled demolition. Those planes did not take those buildings down. There were three buildings that were taken down, one that had no planes going into it, and it is impossible to melt steel from an aircraft flying into a building. And only by the grace of God was I not on one of those planes. I was on reserve, and I could have been sent to fly. And so I just wanted to mention that, sir.
All right. Well, we appreciate that, Nancy. Anything else?
We need to pray for America, for the safety and the protection of all of us, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our freedom, our liberty. And to God and God alone be the glory. We are covered in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are in the palm of God's hands. And every knee must bow before the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And on the 91st Psalm, God's prayer of protection, God says, for he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Even though 10,000 come against thee, it will not fall nigh thy dwelling. That is the 91st Psalm. In World War I, Army chaplain gave his men a copy of the 91st Psalm. They read it. Not one was killed. Not one was injured. And the last thing, John, is Ephesians 6. We war not against people made of blood and bones, but against unseen principalities of the air. And God says for all of us every day to put on the whole armor of God. To God and God alone be the glory. Thank you, John. God bless you always, and be very safe.
Okay. Just for clarification, that Army unit was a British Army unit, not U.S. or French. Okay. Well, Nancy brought up something that is the real evidence of what happened that day. Building 7 was not hit by an airplane. It had some fires. I used to say the local Boy Scouts could put it up, but actually looking at it more carefully, the local Cub Scouts could have put out the minor fires that were in 9/11/01 in Building 7, which, Andrew, in most of the 50 states, Building 7 would be the tallest, biggest building in the state, I believe 47 stories high. Not hit by an airplane. It had some minor fires, and it collapsed into its own footprint. The fires it had were from windows that got broken, and some debris came in and started some minor fires. Mm-hmm. We got another caller here, Andrew. We've got John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello. Sorry about the dog. I got some. I like to say those three. The three buildings that completely collapsed were not the only ones that were destroyed by it. All the rest of them were damaged or partly imploded, or at least partly imploded, all of them. And there were fires in all the rest of them. They were, one building, I think number 6 was, the center of it was completely collapsed inward.
Okay. Anything else, John?
This was something more than just, it was definitely something more than certainly wasn't those planes could have done that, nor even debris coming off those buildings, because they were turned to dust in midair, or even girders falling on them. It was like, and besides that, there were cars and automobiles that were incinerated, or their engine wells were completely disintegrated out from within the engines and the engine wells, and the seats and the plastic parts were disintegrated as well. That could not be from 1,000 yards away. Some kind of strange technology was involved in this.
Well, I don't want to get too deep in that, but there's a organization of engineers, credentialed engineers, who have been trying to expose this for the last 20 years or so. Okay, John, we thank you for your call. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. Lots of nuances to this. Building 7 is one of the key things to look at to understand what really happened that day. Andrew, I don't know if you're aware of Building 7 and what happened with it, but I always regard it as a wake-up call for people to begin digging a bit deeper into what took place. And, of course, that plane that was over Pennsylvania, it was shot down. It did not crash into the ground intact. The debris field was a mile long. A plane that crashes into the ground is going to have a debris field maybe a couple hundred yards at the most, not a mile long. But if a plane's exploded in the midair, that debris field is going to be pretty spread out, isn't it, Andrew?
That's right. It's exactly right. If it was shot over the air, it's going to have a very long debris field.
Absolutely. Of course, all the gold that was in the basement of one of those two twin towers, no explanation for that. Lots of nuances. If you got your own story about 9/11/01, we got time for maybe one more story. We got our last break coming up here soon this hour. And the call number is 512-248-8252. Your fellow students in high school, what were they saying that day, if you recall, Andrew?
You know, I don't really remember. I just remember that we were sitting in the class, and they just stopped class and turned the TV on. And we just sat there watching, and then I think they let us go early, too. I think they, at a certain point, they said, everybody just go home. And this was in Derby, Kansas. Obviously not a big city or anything, but we went home.
All right. Well, that was a smart thing to do, send the youngsters home. Mm-hmm. Mark in Georgia and his story about the active duty. You know, now, I can imagine being, do you recall what fort that was he was stationed at?
I don't know.
Was it Campbell? I thought it was Campbell. I'm not sure. Regardless.
Okay.
Regardless, I can imagine the commander getting a report that the Pentagon has smoke coming out of it and thinking, that's the most secure place in the entire country. What am I going to do?
Exactly.
Yeah, here's our break. We'll be right back.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me,
in the Alamo. We will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Just a quick reminder, $50 discount on each individual piece of EMP equipment because my listeners are grandfathered in. We got our last caller here. Andrew, we got Roger in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Andrew. I have a question, Andrew, about protecting a solar generator. I recently purchased an EcoFlow Delta Pro Nomad portable solar generator with the extra battery, and it has six 200-watt solar panels. I was wondering if there's any EMP shields that protect this device.
You know, that's a good question. I don't know off the top of my head, but it would probably warrant a phone call today if you have time to call my folks there. And they would certainly, they have a list they've been building. I know we don't have a specific unit, like, designed specifically for the EcoFlow, but there might be a solution. We've done solutions before, so there might be a solution for it.
Okay.
But we do have some other companies we've actually partnered with, but not them, but I've heard that their product is very good. So I'd say give us a call, and I'm sorry, I don't know off the top of my head, but we certainly can look into it for you.
No, that's fine. I have six of your EMP shields right now. I bought several for my children. I have one on my generator in my garage and my house, so I'm protected there. But
this
EcoFlow device, it's a pricey item, and I hate to see it become destroyed. Mm-hmm. You know.
Oh, I know. Absolutely, that'd be horrible. You're going to want that after an EMP, you know.
Exactly.
So I get it.
Okay, I'll give your shop a call. Do you have the number offhand?
The phone number is 620-412-9978. And I'd recommend calling probably around 9 o'clock today or later.
9 o'clock Central Time?
Central Time, yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for the call, Roger.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate it.
Thanks, John.
All right. Well, Andrew, we covered a lot of territory today, and the friends and family of those who died this day, yesterday, 21 years ago, please keep them in your thoughts. The men and women who died fighting these useless wars the past 20 years, please keep them in your thoughts and prayers. Andrew, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Monday. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Sam Andrews, and we will have Firearms Monday. Stay tuned.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.